Hey, Maron?
Yes?
Hey, I'm sorry to bother you, but Future Mark's on line one.
Oh, Future Mark, I love that guy. Put him on.
Hey, buddy,
what's up?
So, Future Mark, what's going on in 2050?
What do you mean? We're doing the show. What else would we be doing?
Wait, what show? Who's we?
You know, us, the guys. Everybody's here. Future Mark Riley.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Brendan McDonald.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Chris Lopresto.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Jim Earl.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Barry Lank.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Wayne Gilman.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Bruce Cherry.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Kent Jones.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Mike Ferrucci.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Dan Pashman.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
And future boy genius John Crimmings.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
And, of course, future little Goliath.
Hey, buddy, you got any pot?
So you're doing some kind of radio show?
No, man, we're doing Morning Sedition, this show.
Wait, I thought we got canceled.
Oh, it did. It was so canceled. Everyone scattered.
So what happened?
Well, bootleg cassettes and reel-to-reel tapes of the show started circulating around the fans. They made their way to Japan, and then in 6 months, every hipster in Tokyo was quoting the show.
Uh-huh.
It got so big that the Japanese even created their own version of Morning Sedition called When the Dawn Rises in the East, We Are Feeling Rebellious, Lucky Fun Joy. I got a tape of it right here.
Uh-oh.
Japan, huh? I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was enormous. Then they flew all of us over to Japan for a triumphant live appearance at Budokan. Listen to this. I got that, too.
I want you to want me.
Yeah, man, I rock.
So the Japanese decided to finance an American version of When the Dawn Rises in the East, We Are Feeling Rebellious, Lucky Fun Joy. I mean, Morning Sedition. Domo arigato, Mitsubishi.
So you've been doing this show ever since?
Oh, yeah. Now it's a beloved American tradition.
Wow.
We're such an institution, everyone tried to rip us off.
Really?
Our lawyers had to sue Morning Tradition, the conservative version of the show. Then the evangelicals came up with Morning Perdition. We got that canned. Our legal team even shut down NPR's Morning Edition.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Morning Edition was on way before we were on.
Well, we do have the courts on our side. Wait, sorry, I'll back up. You see, the show was so popular that when the Democratic Party folded...
I knew it! I knew it would fold!
That Morning Sedition just naturally filled the political void. The Sedition Party, funded entirely by the Japanese, won two or three elections in a row, and now we control the Congress,
yeah.
The media, the courts. It's headed up by Chief Justice Little Goliath.
Really? So I take it pot is legal?
Legal? Dude, try mandatory. No, really, try it. Or else...
Okay, wait, so what you're saying, Future Mark, is what we did here in 2004 and 2005 was just ahead of its time?
50 years ahead of its time, dude. We're still trying to figure some of it out, especially Little Goliath. Turns out you guys were more influential than even the spin doctors.
All right. Thanks.
No, Mark. On behalf of everyone here at Morning Sedition, the Sedition Party, the Sedition People's Army, Sedition Global Enterprises, and, of course, Mitsubishi, thank you.
No problem, dude. I'm just glad to know that in the future I won't have to learn air conditioning repair.
Actually, you will. But we'll get into that another time. Take it easy, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so at least I'll have a job in the future. You know what's so funny? The guy, remember the guy who wrote us the email that said, if you play the Spin Doctors one more time, I'll never listen to this? We didn't play the Spin Doctors yesterday, but he wrote an email saying, you mentioned them, and after today, I'm not listening anymore.